Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Inside Austin. I'm your host, Matt Alvarez. Joining me in the studio now is Karen Reynes. Karen, as you all know by now, is the executive director for NAMI Austin. And also in the studio is Rob Dominguez. Rob is the associate director of Integrated Systems of Care. Both Karen and Rob are here to speak about the holiday blues. We had Karen in here last year speaking about the holiday blues, and I thought it would be a great idea to reintroduce the topic to our listeners. So Karen and Rob, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Karen, let's get this started. What are the holiday blues?
The holiday blues are really just the feelings that we refer to that we all honestly have a tendency to experience during that period between Thanksgiving and New Year's. You know, NAMI did a study a few years back that showed like 64% of the people when asked said that they had an experience of that. And it can be caused by lots of different things, but a lot of it is really just all the extra stress that we feel around the holidays. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of unrealistic expectations about the holidays. And then I think it's also a time for people that have experienced any kind of loss really feel it. And that's not just like someone in your life has passed away, but that's also loss of relationships, loss of jobs. I mean, any of those kinds of things that we might grieve for in a sense. Mm-hmm. So you take all of those together and then you mix up the fact that it's that time of the year when we're all supposed to be joyful and we get all these constant reminders from advertising that it's the happiest time of the year.
Right.
And that's where all those unrealistic expectations come in, that that's not always the reality for us of what that's like. So it's very common you can feel it in the sense that you might have days where you maybe feel a little bit of a funk. You know, you mm-hmm. feel sad. Maybe you're frustrated. Maybe you're tense, anxious. You feel a little isolated. And those might just be indications that you're experiencing a little bit of the holiday blues.
Yeah, it feels like a sprint to the end of the year. It's like we've gone through this for like 12 months already, and we're just trying to finish it out. And not to mention that the sun sets really early, and so you got an extended period of darkness.
Absolutely.
Once you get home out of work.
Yeah, we're getting out of work and it's already dark. So seasonal affective disorder is another one of those things that really does, it's a real thing and does impact people. But even for those of us that maybe don't have or impacted by that, it's still such a shift for us to suddenly be getting home, as you said, and it's already dark outside and there's a lot more darkness than we usually have.
So what are some of the things that NAMI is doing this year to raise awareness on holiday blues?
I think more than anything, we're just really trying to get people to talk about it. I think with so many of the things that we talk around mental health, is the important thing is that we created the kind of community that is open and talking about mental health and talking about things like holiday blues that impact so many of us. Because I think one of the things that can exacerbate those feelings of the holiday blues is the isolation, a feeling like you can't say, you know what, I'm in a little bit of a funk today, because you feel like everybody else is in a great mood and happy and joyful, so you don't want to be, you know, a downer. So I think we're really just trying to engage people in talking about it. We've, as we have in the past, have a page on our website, so at namiaustin.org, where you can learn more about holiday blues and some of the coping skills. We've done a Facebook Live event as well. And then, of course, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to come and talk to you about it as well.
And this is really in addition to many of the groups that NAMI has available to support families and those living with mental illness.
Yeah, thank you. And I think that that's a great point in that this is a time of the year when families who are already living with mental health issues in particular, they can get the holiday blues too, and they have to take extra good care of themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's good for people to know that we have some great support groups in the community. They're completely free and people can just drop in to those. So know that that's available to you. And then we've got some great resources on our website as well that you can access if you're feeling like you need a little extra help.
Rob, is there anything that you'd like our listeners to know about holiday blues and some of your experience?
Sure. So, holiday blues, which Karen had mentioned, you know, really it can impact many of us. And I think at one point or another, we may all experience it. Experiencing holiday blues is a little different than having mental illness, though. And I think for those that live with a persistent illness or serious mental illness, often they too can experience a holiday blues. And for them, at times it can highlight all of the challenges that come along with living with a mental illness. And so it really can kind of highlight some of the things that they're already experiencing. And some of those things might be loss of relationships, how their symptoms or how their illness affects their ability to maintain relationships, even their financial status. So the one thing that I also wanted to point out is that there definitely is a difference between what might be something that is short-term or temporary, mm-hmm. and what serious mental illness or what mental illness is, which is something that is persistent, and it's something that an individual may, it's something that they live with, and it's something that they'll have to work on throughout their lives, potentially.
And I think that's a really great mm-hmm. and important distinction, is that the blues are just that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the good news about if you're having a little bit of a funk during the holidays, is that it is temporary.
Right.
And that there are ways to address that, and that there is very much a difference then between that and clinical depression mm-hmm. or anxiety or any other serious mental illness. One of the things that I want to make sure that we talk about, because I think it's important to recognize that we can avoid getting the blues, and certainly there's some good coping skills for it as well. And I think it's important that people know about those things. So, you know, as we talked about what causes it, I mean, I think one of those important things is to realize that so often we have unrealistic expectations during mm-hmm. this season, right? And so I think that's one of the most important things, is sort of setting more realistic expectations around all things related to the holidays, cooking, spending, attending parties, you know, mm-hmm. all of those things. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and she sort of looked at me shocked, because she was saying, I'm just really feeling stressed out because I've gotten all these invitations of things that I need to go to.
Right.
And I just looked at her and I said, hey, guess what? You can say no to some of those things.
Oh, it's absolutely okay to say no.
Right? You don't have to say yes to everything. And guess what? If everybody's coming over to your house for Christmas Eve, you don't have to make all of the dishes and, you know, and get everything ready. You can make it a potluck. I think that's so important, that we give ourselves permission mm-hmm. to set really good boundaries for ourselves, so that we're not creating extra stress and extra expectations for ourselves. And I also think that requires us having the courage to say, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Because absolutely. I think so often, you know, we don't do that. And I think, you know, sometimes women in the family are sometimes the worst, in terms of they often feel like they have to be the Christmas magician and make sure everything comes together. But right. that ability to say, you know what, I need a little bit of help with this. Let's do a potluck instead. Or mm-hmm. Can everybody help me clean up the house because everybody's coming over? And can I split up this shopping list? Can we look at our finances before we make decisions about how we're going to spend Christmas together? I think all of those things can really help folks a lot. The other thing that sounds really simplistic but so important mm-hmm. is just sticking to your normal routine as much as possible. I think it's that time of the year when we're eating more than we usually do, and we're eating stuff we don't usually eat. We're not getting as much sleep because we're staying out a little mm-hmm. bit later, out at parties, or we're just out of our regular routine. And we're not getting the kind of exercise either that maybe normally we do. And I say exercise, but, you know, not all of us are the kind of folks that are at the gym every day. But, you know, are you the kind of person that takes a walk two or three times a day and you're not even doing that? Our bodies need all mm-hmm. of those three right. things. And we fail to recognize how often we can get into a funk when we're not eating normally, we're not getting any mm-hmm. kind of exercise, and then we're not getting enough sleep. It can really impact our mental health. So
absolutely.
Super important for us to do that. And then I think the other thing that's, again, really simplistic but so important, is that we just need to have a good support system around that. Mm-hmm. Like, surround yourself with the kind of people that are going to support you and affirm you in your decisions about saying no to things.
And people that are supportive and caring.
Yeah. And find those safe places where you can talk to people. Because I think there are people in your life, and maybe there's only one or two people that you can go to and say, I'm really in a funk today. You know, mm-hmm. it's that time of the year when I just miss my mom, you know, and maybe your mom's been gone for 10 years. Maybe she's, you know, been gone for that long, but we right. still, this is the time when we remember those right. kinds of things. So we all need a kind of a safe place, a supportive system where we can go to and talk about those things, because I think that really helps a lot as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because for me, friendship is one of the most important things that I value in my life. And I do have a friend that doesn't have any family, and he's here. I have a lot of friends that you know, are just single people living in Austin, Texas, and sometimes they don't have the finances to go home for every holiday. Mm-hmm. Sometimes one of them in particular doesn't have any family at all, with no one to go to Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving or Christmas. So it's like, what does he do? And then if I contact him, he's like, oh, good. The first human like contact for the day. I was like, it's 3 p.m. on a Sunday. What do you mean? Have you not gone out at all? Mm-hmm. But some people just get kind of like cabin fever.
Yeah.
And they mm-hmm. they stay inside and they don't move until someone yeah. reaches
and,
out.
And you raise an interesting point, which is you start talking about isolation, mm-hmm. which again, also really, you know, we're hardwired for connection. We're hardwired to spend time with each other, to have that face-to-face interaction. Mm-hmm. And I think so often in our world of lots of use of social media, it's real easy to have this false sense of connection, which we really need is to sit down with somebody and have a cup of coffee or go on a walk together, whatever that is. But that is such an important way to address the holiday blues, is making sure that you're reaching out to friends. And mm-hmm. Likewise for yourself, but also I think you named an important point, which is, who are the people in your life that you know might be going through a period of time where they might feel isolated and need somebody to call them up and say, hey, let's go to a movie or come spend Christmas with us or whatever that is. How important that is, that we're reaching out to each other.
And I think what you're really both talking about is just being in touch with whatever it is that you need and being able to enjoy the holiday in the way that however somebody wants to. But really importantly, really beginning to identify, so what is it that I'm needing right now? Mm-hmm. Whether it's, you know, space to recharge, or I'm needing to make that connection.
Yeah, great point. Because at different times, you're going to need different things,
absolutely.
Right? There are going to be times after you've spent an evening at a party with someone and it's been loud and boisterous where you just really need a little bit of time to recharge that battery. And then mm-hmm. other times when you're going to need that human interaction, you need to reach out. So paying attention. That's a really great point.
A lot of people with a lot of time off now, then when you go into public spaces, it's just packed. And yeah. I feel that mm-hmm. drains you as well, just being in large groups of people, the masses.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think there's a whole lot of things that during this time of the year frustrate us. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had in the last couple of days with people about the traffic.
Yeah.
Because traffic patterns change this time of the year as people are going to work and then they're going off to the mall to shop, or they're going to parties, or they're going to events and stuff. And suddenly your commute home that ordinarily takes 40 minutes anyway is suddenly taking you an hour. So here's this one more thing that's adding to your frustration and your stress. So it really is that time when we've got to pay attention to what are those things that we really need to be doing for ourselves and setting good boundaries. And then I'm going to say this, and I say it over and over again everywhere I go. Self-care is not selfish. I think so often we have a tendency to think that if we're making those kinds of decisions and setting those kinds of boundaries, that somehow it's selfish of us to do that. But I really firmly believe that self-care is one of the best gifts that we give to other people, because when we're taking good care of ourselves, we're the best version of ourselves. So we've got to give ourselves permission to do that too, right? To just take good care of ourselves.
This is a great time to be transactional. I mean, you know, I think we're transactional in, you know, kind of the rest of the year, but this time of the year in particular, it is okay to take a look at things and say, okay, so I'm going to decide to spend some energy here. I'm going to decide to spend some energy there, or I'm going to spend it in this way, or you know what? I'm going to spend it on myself, and I'm going to take some time to just kind of recharge. And so, you're talking about the malt, and I was like, that's one of those things I personally, if I don't have to, I'm not going to spend my energy there, mm-hmm. right? Unless I really have to. Other people, they really thrive on that type of, that type of energy and going to a lot of the parties. And then, there are others like myself and, I can do some of them and I'll do some of the Christmas shopping, but I also have to be really mindful and careful about, how am I spending my energy? And then just even being aware in the moment, in the day, how am I feeling? Mm-hmm. Are my batteries just drained at a certain point and I need to, just kind of take a step back or I'm feeling okay. I think I've got this. Preparing, I think, is also a big thing, mm-hmm. especially with, a lot of social type gatherings. Sometimes it's helpful if I know, there's a company party or there's a, friend's party, and I can kind of plan out a little bit about, I know I kind of have to reserve some energy to attend to those things. So I think about this in kind of terms of transaction. Mm-hmm. And right now it's, especially at this time of the year where it can be so high energy that it's okay to look at things in that way. And that's actually very much self-care.
It's interesting. I have a friend that has this, that she shared this concept with me that I thought was really interesting, that she says, it's all figuring out about how many spoons do you have? How many spoons of energy do you have? Like, figure out what that is, what your norm is. Mm-hmm. And then start each day kind of knowing, like, how many spoons do I have today, though? Because sometimes maybe your regulars, I've got like 20 spoons. It's just an image, right? Yeah. But maybe some days you're only going to start with 15. Maybe you didn't sleep well or whatever. And then it's really saying, like, where am I going to expend that, the energy? Yeah. Where am I going to spend my spoons? And paying attention to that, because sometimes you might reach a certain point where you're sort of done. And the worst thing that you can do is keep pushing yourself to keep doing the stuff mm-hmm. that the expectations, where it's like, oh, but man, I've got this one more party to go to. But maybe that one more party, if you've got no spoons left, mm-hmm. no spoons of energy, would be the worst possible thing for you to do. And maybe you just need to go home and opt out. And that party.
Spoons can be different sizes.
True.
Today may be a day where I have tablespoons of energy. And then there are other days like, oh, this might be more a teaspoon or dessert spoon kind of day.
Yeah. So I think it's good. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's still about kind of being aware of who you are and what you need and then paying attention to that and being assertive about that and sharing that with other mm-hmm. people. And what we know is that when we're not doing that, when we're not getting enough sleep, eating too much, mm-hmm. not exercising, pushing ourselves really hard because we feel like we don't want to disappoint people, spending more money than we actually have, when we're doing all those kinds of things, I think we definitely exacerbate our mental health. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things we want to be paying attention to is kind of where's that line? Right. Because we can talk about the holiday blues, but then I think it's also important to say, how do you know when it's more than just holiday blues? And so you sort of alluded to that mm-hmm. a little bit, Rob, in talking about kind of persistence and also right. kind of severity, right? Those are the two things that we're going to be looking at is how is it impacting your daily life? And then how, is it every mm-hmm. day and it's continuing?
Right. One way to think about, what is it that maybe I'm dealing with here? And, a litmus test, if you will, is, well, is this really just the holiday blues? Is it, because I'm remembering maybe past relationships, loved ones? Is it finance, things like that? And then you start to begin to notice, this is what I'm feeling is really beginning to affect my ability to kind of live, laugh, and love, if you will, right? And really what, when we talk about that, it's, are these symptoms ones where it's beginning to, maybe it's bringing you out of your routine. So if you're somebody, and I usually point to this, if you're somebody that's generally social and you start to withdraw, and especially more so than maybe you normally would, if you're noticing your energy levels are just really lower, and it's harder to get up and do things like, taking a shower, brushing your teeth, eating, if you're noticing your sleep patterns or your routines are off, and that they last you know, for a period of time, that's when I think at that point, those are good clues that I may need to talk to somebody. I may need to seek out some help. You know, maybe it's hard to go to work and it's really beginning to affect an individual, a person in a lot of different areas of their life, right? And so that's when we begin to get concerned about, okay, do we have something that's more chronic or that might be pointing more to either onset of mental illness like, you know, clinical depression and or anxiety, right? And so I think that that's also something to note is that while there's a distinction between the two, the holiday blues can absolutely potentially lead to kind of onset of symptoms, or it might at least kind of highlight the onset of symptoms, not necessarily lead to, you know, not meaning that it causes serious mental illness, but it could begin to highlight where an individual might begin to identify, okay, I've got something else that I need to begin to address here. Maybe I need some help.
I think one of the things that I know from the NAMI perspective that we often tell folks is if, you know, we all get into a funk, but mm-hmm. if that funk lingers on and, you know, a week right. turns into 2 weeks and then it's 3 weeks and none of the normal things that kind of get you out of a funk are really working, that it's something that needs some attention.
Right.
And I think it's really important mm-hmm. in those times that we recognize then we're talking about a health issue.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, I liken it to diabetes. So, you know, we all kind of overeat and maybe mm-hmm. indulge in sweets and stuff during the holidays. But if you had the early onset of diabetes and didn't know it, and then you hit the holiday season and you're eating all that fudge and sugar cookies and pies and all those other goodies, and you start to see mm-hmm. that you are having some signs that are very clearly of an alarm to you that something else is, that something's going on, something's different, you can just tell, you go see a doctor. And it's the same thing with mental health. I think we really have to see it as the health issue that it is. So how does a funk, the blues, then how do we see that maybe there's mm-hmm. the potential for a health issue developing in our mental health? And then reach out and go see our doctor and go get some care and figure out what's going on. And I think it's real important that we become a kind of culture and community that's comfortable recognizing that sometimes that does happen and there's nothing to be embarrassed about. It impacts 1 in 5 people in our community.
Great. Well, Karen, Rob, is there anything else that our listeners should know?
One thing that I wanted to offer is for anybody that might be struggling with, who can I talk to? Who can I go to? That there's always somebody there. And one of those always somebody there is Integral Care has a 24-hour helpline, mm-hmm. and you can reach somebody on the phone by calling 512-472-HELP or 512-472-4357, and there's always somebody there that's available that can talk to somebody and begin to get them connected to the help or resources that they might need.
Karen, is there anything that you'd like to leave us with?
And then the only thing that I'd add is I continue to encourage people to visit our website. We've got some great resources on there. If you want to learn more about holiday blues, we've got a great page on there that's got all kinds of great ideas on self-care and how to help others as well. And I just want to thank you again for having us on. It's always great to have these conversations. We appreciate your work in making sure that our community knows more about mental health and mental health related topics.
Oh, well, thank you, Karen. And as always, I appreciate everything you do in the community, and Rob, you as well. Karen Reynes and Rob Dominguez, thank you again for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.